Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Daniel chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. As I looked, thrones were set in place, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was as white as snow, the hair of his head was white like wool. His throne was flaming with fire, and its wheels were all ablaze. A river of fire was flowing, coming out from before him. Thousands upon thousands attended him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated, and the books were opened. Out of sight, out of mind. You don't often think about the memorabilia you have stuffed into your storage. Out of sight, out of mind. Unless you're a mechanic, you don't often think about your vehicle's engine. Out of sight, out of mind. Then suddenly you find yourself thinking about those things. You crave to see some old pictures because a dear friend has died. You pop open your car's hood because that one noise has gotten so much louder. Too often, God drifts out of our regular thoughts. We see and experience the people, the things, the joys, and the struggles of life. They're right in front of our faces. But God doesn't visibly occupy a chair at the supper table. He doesn't physically hug you when you cry. Is God out of sight and often out of mind? One day, God will be very much in sight. We'll be standing face to face with our God, our righteous judge. About 550 years before Jesus was born, God showed a man named Daniel a vision. As Daniel described that vision, he wrote how God appeared. God's clothing was white as snow and his hair white like wool. The throne he sat on was flaming with fire. Daniel was seeing God in his holiness and power. God was seated to judge. One day, you will stand before God who will judge you. If you go alone and trusting in yourself, you can expect God's anger and eternal punishment. Your own goodness is not good enough. Hoping and wishing God won't care about your sin against him won't change his heart or judgment. If you are on your own, you should be terrified of that day. You will stand face to face with God. But if you believe in Jesus as your Savior, you will not be alone. Jesus, your Savior, is at your side. What will your holy and all-powerful God declare? His judgment will be the same as he now gives you through his gospel of salvation. Through faith in Jesus, God has credited you with the perfection of his Son's holy life, and God has declared you not guilty of your sins on account of Jesus' innocent sufferings and death for you. He proved it by raising his Son from the dead. With Jesus, you have peace with God. You stand in God's grace. Keep that day in mind, the day you'll stand face to face with God. Keep Jesus in mind, his life and death and resurrection for you. Keep in mind your forgiveness and peace with God. Keep them in mind, even though now God is out of sight. One day, that will change, and you will see God face to face. Dear God, it is so easy to forget about you and the day I will see you face to face. Forgive my sins for Jesus' sake. Fill my heart with your peace and my life with love for you and others. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.